This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
150 million people have been killed since 2007 when Bernie voted to exempt the gun manufacturers from liability. More than all the wars, including Vietnam, from that point on.
Are you one of the survivors? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. 150 million people been killed by guns since 2007. Woo! Bernie, it's your fault. The debates, they will continue until they finally figure out who's going to be the chosen one to get their butt kicked by Donald Trump. And I'm anxious to see. I really am. Here's the thing. I don't believe any of them are qualified. So I'm kind of like the Democrats. Who's going to be the great white hope or the great Hispanic hope or the great black hope to come in and save the Democrats? Will it be the brokered convention that we're talking about? Yes, it will. And who will rise to the top? Nobody's out. Contrary to what the media is telling you, nobody's out. I mean, look, I told you guys. I said Buttigieg had the best chance of winning. And I called this months ago, maybe even over a year ago, because somebody said, put a gun to your head, pick one. I said, it's not going to be Biden. I said, it's not going to be Warren. I said, it's not going to be Sanders. So I would choose Buttigieg. And here's the thing. It could be any of them. It really could. Joe Biden could make a resurgence if he does well in South Carolina. He may make a resurgence and you know, gather enough mass to where people start going back to him. They see Joe Biden, the Democrats do, as the guy who, at least on paper, has the best chance of beating Donald Trump. He's not, but they see him that way. Former VP, served in the Senate, long political career, you know, feisty, wants to fight, scrappy, all that. Now, he's got lots of negatives, but when you don't have a candidate, Joe Biden, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's kind of like if you strand on a desert island and you're with the girl that you normally wouldn't date, but those are the pickings. Well, guess what? It's last call. It's last call for alcohol. There you go. So Biden, the Democrats, it's effectively, it could be last call for alcohol. You think little town mayor Buttigieg, if the debates, this dude, next to Steyer, he's the guy that's most out of place. You know, as I said earlier in the broadcast, Buttigieg doesn't want to show you his record because he doesn't have one. He's a little town mayor. Mayberry RFD in comparison to everybody on that stage. But he thinks he can be president. He thinks being a small town mayor means he can handle Putin. Means he can deal with the things going on in the Middle East. He understands it. He understands the global implications of this. Why? Because he's an elitist, white, LGBTQ+, little town mayor. So he's got it. I'll put it to you this way, folks. You're listening to somebody who's much more qualified than Buttigieg to run the country. I'm more qualified than he is. I'm more qualified than all those knuckleheads, but certainly more qualified than he is. And unlike Joe Biden, I haven't met all these world leaders, but I'll tell you what, I meet people all the time. And you know what I find about them? You're no better than I am, so nice to meet you. And you know what, as far as world leaders go, I know what you're here for. Theoretically, you're here to get something from me. I'm here to make sure I represent my country well. I think I can hold my own in a negotiation with any world leader. As long as I have the facts, as long as the NSA, the CIA, and the FBI are not feeding me garbage, then I can get it done. Remember when they talked about weapons of mass destruction with Bush, and everybody said they didn't have weapons of mass destruction, but then they said all of the intel said that they did? I want you to remember the quote from Harry Reid where he says, don't give Donald Trump the real assessment, the real intelligence assessment. Give him fake stuff. That's probably what they did to Bush. You have a government that has been against you for decades, and now you have six people, whatever number that the Democrats claim they have, because Tulsi Gabbard is still, I think she's still technically in it.
But anyway, whatever number they have, they're all going after the guy who wants to give you a fair government, a government that's representative of you. That's what they want. Oh, boy. 150 million people. I'm just glad that you guys are survivors listening to the program, because it was an apocalypse. the gun violence. And speaking of which, like I said before in the debate, and I don't know if you watched it, but with the Democrats, they tell you every problem that is of their creation, and then they try to tell you how they're going to solve the problem that they haven't solved, that they created decades ago and have yet to solve. But now they're going to solve it. It's going to be mystical and magical. They identified all these problems in the black community. I mentioned in the first part of the first hour. They're going to save black people. Save them from what? The very policies that Democrats implemented that destroy black lives. But they're now going to say they're going to fix all that now. This election, they fix it. Call all your black friends and let them know, hey, you know what? All that decades of strife, criminal justice nonsense, lack of education, poor families, corralled into bad neighborhoods, teenage pregnancy, overcrowding in jails, you name it, housing, lack of business starts, inability to get jobs, and on, all that's going to get solved this year by the Democrats. A candidate will emerge who's going to finally help you. And you know what? You deserve it, because the Democrats talking to them. We've been ignoring you all this time. Really? So you've been ignoring me for five decades, and now, because we've got Donald Trump, you and now they're going to solve the problem. Look, it's easy to get these messages out there. It really is. It costs money, but it's easy to get. That's what we do. That's what the Kevin Jackson team does, is we get these messages out through radio, through very clever ads. We just ran an ad, a video. You'll see it, boy. It's powerful. About East Cleveland. Wait till you get to see this video if you haven't seen it already. It's powerful. Barack Obama promising what he's going to do for blacks. And Donald Trump saying, what have you got to lose? And we compare East Cleveland, a town that is 94.5% black. It used to be where Dale Carnegie had his home. There was a place, Euclid Avenue, that was Millionaire's Row. It was the richest town in America. Everybody who was anybody lived there. And you know what it is now? It is a wasteland. Oh, I mean, just horrible, horrible demographics in all areas. I mean, crime rampant and on and on and on. It's what Barack Obama built. That's what East Cleveland is. Because that's what Democrats do. They destroy black lives.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
The coronavirus came up during the debate. You would think that Donald Trump was the one who released it from a lab and started infecting the world the way they talked about it. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. You can get this show on podcast 24/7 at that website. And I'm telling you, go back and listen to it. Occasionally we do when we have to grab clips and stuff or verify information when somebody challenges me on something I said. And I will admit, I do talk fast. It can be a little confusing at times. But at the end of the day, the points are made. And I will say that we do go fast here. For clarity, two reasons why I go a little bit fast. One is I get bored with topics. I'll be honest with you. One of my producers said, "Why don't you talk about something like for the entire hour?" I go, "Because I'm bored. I don't like talking. Unless, like, for example, the debate. We've been talking about the debate. Previous hour, that's all I talked about. I'm not going to talk about the debate the entire hour this time. It's old news." Now, there are radio shows that just say recycle hour one to hour two and hour three and just change it up a little bit. They play different clips or, the host will talk about different elements of it. That's fine. I get it. It's a great format. I've done it. But I get bored with it, I'll be honest. And if that's a format you like, there are probably other shows for you. I jump around a bit. I mix in information here and there. And then sometimes people will say, "Kevin, why don't you do a segment where you talk about multiple, things?" We do from time to time. We'll talk about stuff like that. But there is no format here. It's free form. It's whatever I decided that day. Because this here my juke joint, I can do what I want. And I'm not saying it to be flippant to the audience. I'm not at all. I'm just saying, if I don't please myself, how am I going to please you? So I'm glad you're here. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. And if you do like it, invite others. Tell them to go to thekevinjacksonshow.com and download the podcast, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, we got a lot of cool things coming up. I will be doing a thing while I say this. Likely I will be with Adam Carolla doing something soon. That's in the works. Dennis Prager is coming to an event that my team is putting on in the Phoenix, Arizona area. It's called, you can go to summit.seekingeducationalexcellence.org to hear more about that. If you're into the education arena, school choice, sexualization of kids, you're tired of the curriculum, you're tired of the LGBT agenda in school, you're tired of social justice warriors in school, and school's not actually teaching your kids stuff, then this is for you. We've got Heather McDonald is our keynote for lunch. Dennis Prager is our keynote for dinner. We got an entertainer, a buddy of mine, a Grammy Award nominated pianist, jazz pianist, playing on Friday night, a private concert for us. So it's going to be a fun time, April 3rd through the 4th. No better time to be in Phoenix than that time of year. It's absolutely stunning. The event's at the Crown Plaza in Chandler, so hope to see you there. Go get tickets. And if you have any questions about it, send us a note. You know, there's 1,500 ways to reach me, but you can give us a call, 844-551-8255. So anyway, we're talking about the debate. The coronavirus was made one of the topics because look at what it's done to the stock market and look at what it's doing to this. And Donald Trump hasn't done enough. Donald Trump has been saying we need to quarantine to stop letting anybody into our borders. He was the first one to call for a quarantine. He quarantined the ship. He quarantined, you know, he says, you got to keep these people away from the American citizens. We have very, I don't know how many cases, but very few cases of coronavirus. Supposedly, we had our first coronavirus survivor. But guess what? They made it fodder. This is when you know that people are just reaching for anything. Oh, listen, that coronavirus, look at what Donald Trump did. You know, as if they could have done more. What more could you do? And so here was some of the answers. Well, we have to work closer with China. There's been nobody working closer with China. They got to let us, Joe Biden, I would demand that they let us come over and we can fly through their zones and we can, Joe Biden, shut up. You can't do any of that stuff. If there's anybody that's going to do any of that, that can talk tough and back it up, it's Donald Trump. And he's done it. You know how he's done it? He's done it the same way he's defeating North Korea, the same way he's defeating Iran, the same way he's essentially neutered ISIS. They're a bunch of eunuchs at this point. Through the American economy, the same way he's beaten the G7 in their trade talks, the same way he beat Mexico and Canada with USMCA, the same way he's beating Japan and Korea and South Korea by saying, you're going to set up new trade agreements, and the same way he'll defeat China. And he'll deal with the coronavirus the same way. If we have to get over there, he'll say to Xi Jinping, hey, listen, we're going to send some people over. Because it's hitting American shores and we need to get our hands wrapped around it. If there's anybody you would rather be in charge of this, name them. Tell me who it is. You want Barack Obama in charge of this right now? We'd all be sick and coughing and throwing up our guts in hospitals if we left it to Mr. Obamacare. What are you talking about? So how do you, when you get desperate, you just create stuff. Well, you know, the economy's too good and Donald Trump's in. So how about the coronavirus? That's his fault, right? And then the audience is like, yeah, woo, clapping, clapping, clapping. Speaking of which, the audience in this debate really surprised me. They were booing Bernie Sanders. Now, of course, everybody's got their people in there, but they're booing Sanders, booing Warren, clapping at times for all of them, but and occasionally a Donald Trump line would get a bigger applause line. But I'm going to tell you, here's my honest to God assessment: that audience was underwhelmed by their candidates. It was tepid claps here and there. Occasionally, as I said, if they said something that, you know, climate change or, you know, they had their applause lines. But honestly, it was very anemic. When I can only tell you, I cannot wait to see Donald Trump going at these guys, talking about his policies and what he's been able to accomplish head to head against any one of them, and the applause that will erupt from that audience every time he says something. And it isn't because they're saying applaud here. It's because you're fired up. You know what's going on here. You know what's, I mean, you're fired up. I can't wait. So if you watched it, listen to the clips. If you do get a chance, I mean, I won't tell you to watch it. It's a waste of time. I watched an hour and I was dead. I was done. If I didn't have a strong mind, I would have been calling the suicide hotline after that. But I do. I have made much too strong of a mind. But I watched an hour, and I was looking at. I like observing these guys, right? So I'm observing. I'm listening. Did they clap a lot when Bloomberg says this or when Steyer says this or whatever? And you get the policies that the leftists like, but they were not overwhelmed for anything. And unless they bring some more passion, something that I'm missing, because I don't see it in anything they do, they're doomed. And even if they found passion, just for the record, they're doomed anyway.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is naming Debbie Birx as the coronavirus response coordinator. She currently serves as the administration's global AIDS coordinator and is a doctor. President Trump named Pence to coordinate the administration's response to the coronavirus outbreak. House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is praising the Trump administration's handling of the growing coronavirus fear.
The strategic move will ensure coordination across the government and empower our health experts as they expand access to lab testing, screening, and work with industry on developing a vaccine and a treatment.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is taking a commanding lead in South Carolina just days before its primary. Biden has 36% support in a new Monmouth University poll. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is next at 16%. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, "Dad, this is good." So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We're going to jump around a little bit here because I've talked a lot about the debate today, the Democratic debate, and it occurred a couple days ago. And I don't know what to say except Bloomberg let out a slip, a Freudian slip of sorts, and people have sort of wondered what does it mean. So I want to. Let's play the clip and then we'll discuss what is he actually saying. Then we're going to move through some other things pretty quickly. That multiple topics that we just haven't had a chance to talk about in a while. But here's Bloomberg saying that he bought all the new Democrats.
All of the new Democrats that came in and put Nancy Pelosi in charge and gave the Congress the ability to control this president, I got them.
Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, folks, it is the Kevin Jackson Show. That was Mini Mike Bloomberg. And Mini Mike is essentially, I don't know if you caught it, but he says, all those Democrats, I got them. He's saying, I bought them. It was a slip. I bought those Democrats. Like he was giving Nancy a present. Like he called Nancy up. He says, "Hey, Nance, it's Mike, Mini Mike." And she's, "Oh, hey, Mini Mike. Can I call you back after my Botox?" "Sure, I'll be here." So she calls him back. "What did you need?" He says, "Hey, I just wanted to let you know I got you a little present." "What'd you get me, Mini Mike?" "I got you some Democrats. They're going to help you to win the House back." When you think about 2018, the record that Donald Trump had going from 2016 to 2018, he'd already was a rock star. There's no way we should have lost the House. It should have been one of those situations where people went, we gotta let this guy rip. We gotta let him run. With Barack Obama, remember what people were saying? He just needs more time. And of course, the joke was, yeah, in prison. But even as president, they were like, he just needs more time. Let him do his job. Stop being so mean, everybody. Well, with Donald Trump, you didn't have to say he needs more time. After 2 years, this dude had already reached rock star status. People were asking for him to run. In this election cycle, 2020, how many people do you think are going to ask Barack Obama to run with him, to campaign with him? How many? How many people are going to say, "Hey, Hillary Clinton, come into my district"? How many people are going to ask Joe Biden to help them out? The only thing that they can do is what Bloomberg is doing for himself, which is attempting to buy the presidency. And what Bloomberg said in that clip was essentially, "I bought Nancy Pelosi the Speaker of the House seat. I bought you 18 new Democrats." He donated enough money He was playing a Soros. He donated enough money to impact 18 elections that he can count. And let me tell you, I know rich people. They keep count of the things that they support. So that's what Bloomberg is telling you. I gave her a present. Anyway, I want to move on. A brother was interviewed. I love when we go to these rallies. I interviewed a black lady, and she and her son were there. She was a former Democrat who voted twice for Barack Obama, and she was at a Trump rally in Arizona. And I saw her, and I was like, whoa, I know I'm not seeing you here because you're a black woman, and this is for Trump. Didn't you go to the wrong rally? She starts laughing. She goes, no, I'm at the right rally. So I said, do you mind if I interview you? I interviewed her. And she said, I voted twice for Barack Obama. At the end of it, I regretted it. When Donald Trump came along, I was overjoyed, happy to switch. Her son, I saw her with her son later. And I said to her, you know, I said to him, hey, so I talked to your mom earlier. They were together. I said, she can tell you I talked to her earlier. What about you? He said, no, man. He goes, I was a Trumpster from the beginning, and I convinced my mom to look at him. He's like, whoa, young black man convincing his mother. Oh, by the way, for those who believe that the black woman vote is not going to go for Donald Trump, and I'm not talking about overwhelming. I'm talking about in just enough numbers to do him some good. You're wrong. There's evidence about a Black Pack is a group that's going out and doing, trying to get black candidates elected. They're also working to get people, get things, more information into the black community, much like what we do. But I don't mind promoting them. If you want to work specifically with the pack, go for it. One of my advisory board members is Rush Limbaugh's. My board members is Rush Limbaugh's producer. He's known by the name of Bo Snerdly. Bo's got a pack, and I fully support his pack. We're actually creating commercials for him. So, you know, we're ready to help in any way we can. But here's what the numbers are. This is one report, I think it was Politico, that said 70% of blacks support the Democratic Party and will vote for whoever the candidate is that wins. 70%. And you go, whoo, boy, they still got black people in check over there. If that may be the case. But what that means is 30% are saying, we're not. So that 30% is either going to stay home, or in that particular poll, 12% said they would vote up for other. They may or may not vote for the Democrats. 12% said they would vote for Trump. So 70% says they will vote for the Democratic ticket no matter what. 12% said, well, you know, could change our mind and do something different, you know, may or may not. 12% of blacks said we're voting for Trump. So that's essentially 94% with 6%, you know, either not responding or whatever. So I'm just giving you some of the sort of the numbers. So Donald Trump supposedly got 8% of the vote in the previous election. So based on this poll, it's moved 4%. All right. Plus, that's enough for Donald Trump to win. I'll tell you right now, that's enough. But now you got that other 12% that's out there looming that goes, we still haven't made up our mind. These are sort of the black independents. I'm going to make you a bet that at least half of those will go to Donald Trump. I think it'll be more. I think it'll be more like 8% of that 12%. So that gets Donald Trump into the 18 to 20% range of blacks, which is Armageddon for the Democrats. Now, as I mentioned before on this program, and you know I'm not one to blow any smoke up your kimono, I'm letting you know that Donald Trump has taken a little bit of a bite out of every faction that doesn't fully support him, whether it's Latinos, whether it's white women with degrees, whether it's blacks, whether it's whatever, Asians, he's taken 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 points from every single one of them. So Donald Trump has added, I've made the comment, I'm going to say it again, he will get more of the popular vote than any president in history, including Barack Obama, this time around. I'm telling you right now, that's going to happen. So he's got that going for him. But then you do the flip side. What about the Democrats? Well, they're ripped apart. The Bernie crowd is nowhere near the Democratic Party. They are socialist. They want everything for free, you know, yada, yada, yada. So that crowd is never going to be part of the mainstream Democrats. Forget it. I don't know what percentage, but even if it's 20% of those people, if the nomination goes to anybody other than Bernie, if 20% of those people drop out, that's like, you know, a big chunk of the blacks going to vote for Trump. And don't be surprised if they drop out, if many of those people do vote for Trump. So you have that. Then you have the other faction, the so-called moderate factions, the Bidens and the Klobuchars or whatever. Where are they going to go? If Bernie's selected, they're going to stay home. So you have this fever, this passion, this momentum all on Trump's side. Validate it. And I'm just talking a few people off the ledge here, folks. Most of you, you agree with me. You're going, Kevin, I see the same thing you're seeing. Brother, you're telling me nothing new. You know, for all intents and purposes, you could switch the channel right now, okay? I know you won't because you love me and I love you back. But at the end of the day, you know this, right? But there are people out there who are still going, they're questioning. Kevin, I don't know. I'm trying to give you enough for you to consider just using your common sense. Use your common sense. Donald Trump gets 100, I think they said between 100 and 110,000 people in a stadium in India. Largest of his rallies, if you want to call it that, that he's done so far. Standing room only, people waiting outside. Media hardly mentions it, but it happened. Does the same thing here. Look at the signs. Use your common sense. They can't do this. Bernie Sanders was talking about in the debate, you've got to have a base of people who are passionate about you. Fine, Bernie. How many you got? Because I'll see your crowd and I'll raise you Trump's crowd. Talk about Trump.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat. Hamilton the Pug. And Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I keep thinking about all these different lecherous Hollywood types. The Jussie Smollett, he's back in court. I think they indicted him on 6 different charges now. So his life, as we know it, has changed dramatically after he tried to make it appear that Donald Trump and team did something to him, lied. And, of course, the media and many leftists were all too ready to accept the lie because that's what they do. They're professional liars, and they like to accept the lie if it fits their narrative. So they did. And now Jussie Smollett is turning around and getting his justice, okay? Harvey Weinstein, the father of the Me Too movement, certainly the uncle of it if he isn't the father, because it's been going on in Hollywood for decades. And you know who are the real complicit people in this movement? It is these lecherous leftist vagina hat wearing women who claim to be all innocent now. We are being attacked. Look at what men have been doing to us for decades. No, look at what you have been doing in order to further your careers, stepping on the backs and the necks of your sisters so you could get ahead in your own personal career. That's what this is about. And look, feminists can get mad. Fox, you can't fire me twice for calling these leftist women what they are, lying skanks, when they come back later as their careers are ending and they're injecting their lips with so much Botox, you don't know whether it's their lips or their butts. And they then want to cry rape or I was molested or whatever when the career is over and the plastic surgeons can't do them any good. And that's where we are. Liars, all of them. And let me tell you, the biggest liars are these magazine covers that make young girls believe that there's a possible idyllic look that is unachievable for anybody. Women shouldn't be trying to achieve it. We have our flaws. You know, everybody, as I say, can't be a Chippendale dancer or a Victoria's Secret model. But you know what you can be? A beautiful human being, proud of your flaws. It's okay. But you know what Hollywood and the media do? They make these impossible dreams for people. And so everybody's trying to keep up. You know, what's that song, Luckenbach? We've been so busy keeping up with the Jones. 4-car garage and we're still building on. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. That's what we, the people that make up the conservative movement, you are all about saying, I don't care. I don't care if you're the most beautiful person, if you're the richest person, whatever. You know what I care about? I care about your character. You could be all that, and I don't want to spend time with you. If you said to me, Kevin, you could have dinner with George Clooney tomorrow night. He'll be in town. I'll go, I've got better things to do. If you said, Taylor Swift heard about you, and she'd like to meet you. For what? My question would be, for what? If she's really interested in me or whatever, yeah, I might. But it wouldn't be like, what? Taylor Swift wants to meet me? Oh, my God. Are you out of your mind? And here's the deal. I think you're the same way. Except for you ladies out there that probably do want to meet Clooney. But shame on you. For shame. But I have no... Brad Pitt, his latest revelation, anti-Trump. I don't care about meeting Brad Pitt. You know, where are our heroes? You know who I want to meet? I want to meet some of these Navy SEAL guys that I haven't met yet from the latest SEAL classes and find out what they're into. Those are guys I like. Those are guys I like sitting around having a brewski with and talking about stuff. Anyway, my whole point is leftists surround themselves with people who that want to do, they will kill each other to get to, they will laugh and smile on your face as they plot to get the things that you have. They'll take your job, they'll take your woman or your man. They're the plotters. I'm not saying that we're perfect either, by any means. But I'm saying these are people that you can't trust in any way, shape, or form, and they know it. The women that went to Harvey Weinstein, the dozens, if not probably hundreds of women that this guy jacked up on the casting couch, every one of them knew exactly what they were going to get, with very few exceptions. There might have been a bumpkin or two that was like, what? But as soon as Harvey explained it, they were like, well, okay, well, I guess that's what you do here in Hollywood. And then they all come back later and want to cry. And so here's Harvey Weinstein. He gets, I don't know if they doled out his punishment, but he got convicted. And it's on a really lesser count. And I'll be honest with you. I agree with it. I agree with it. He didn't rape these women. I mean, he may have done inappropriate things that he's embarrassed about. Oh, you know, he comes out in his robe, you know, when you're back in his hotel room and he's, you know, in the raw or whatever. Yeah, it's a horrible, stupid thing to do, terrible thing to do. But if he's not forcing himself on a woman, and I mean, there's so many ways to go with this. First of all, ladies, get this. You don't go back to a man's hotel room to have conversations. You just don't. If I was a had a daughter, I'd say, if you're going to have a conversation with a guy, if you have no interest in him, you don't go back to his room. You have the conversation in the lobby. You have the conversation in a restaurant. I could go on. If I said to one of my sons, if you're not interested in a woman sexually at all, don't have a conversation in your room. Have the conversation in the lobby. Have it in a restaurant. Make sure there are people there who can see the conversation. And if you're going to have a conversation, I'm using my finger quotes, in the room, then make sure people see you making out, that she's interested in you, etc. Then go back to your room, because I'm telling you, you're in a different day now. You're in a different day. It was like one of my buddies that worked for Skunk Works. He was so paranoid about spies, you know, and anything that led people to believe that he was passing information, he would not walk around in an alley where he could not be seen entering and leaving the alley and not doing anything with anybody. This guy would not go. He told me, he says, Kevin, I was in Berlin. I was going to go through a tunnel. I saw a guy behind me. He goes, I couldn't judge how far the guy was behind me, so I didn't go in the tunnel because I didn't want any dead time in the tunnel where somebody could say, you did an exchange. So he walked up top and went around. I'm telling you the level of paranoia. That's the level of paranoia that men have to have because of Harvey Weinstein and the women who allowed him to do what he did. And women can get mad at me. I don't even care. You know you allow the Harvey Weinsteins to exist. You could stop a Harvey Weinstein in his tracks. Many of you, if you walked into his office and he says, oh, hey, listen, butt naked and, you know, hanging all out there, and you said, that is completely inappropriate, I'm going to snap a picture of you, I'm going to have you on blast, Harvey would stop doing it. He would have stopped decades ago if the first two women, not one, but two, had said, I'm done with you, and I'm going to let people know, I'll ruin your career. And then the next one came in and says, same thing, Harvey would go, holy crap. Women are not going for this, and now there's two. It's not just one, it's two, and that would have been it. One guy, as they say, gets up to dance. He looks like, in front of a crowd, he may look silly. The second person gets up to join, guess what? Everybody's dancing. That's the way it works. But you know what women did? They sold out. They did exactly what they accused conservative blacks and conservatives of doing with Trump. You're a bunch of sellouts. Everything they call you is what they are, and they sold out. And here's Hillary Clinton. She was asked about donations she received from convicted rapist Harvey Weinstein, and she responded, he donated to every Democrat's campaign. Good for her. She didn't make any apologies about accepting that rapist money, but she also threw everybody else under the bus. They all did it. We all did it. Now, is the media going to take it that way? No, they're not going to take it that way. By the way, is Hollywood fixing itself? Do you really believe Hollywood is fixing itself? Let me tell you, these guys, these producers that still hold the purse strings, that have these massive budgets that can make or break a star, do you think they are giving up that power just because Kevin Jackson's talking about it on his radio show? It's not going to happen. What's going to break it is women going, I'm not doing it. That's all it takes. Let me just use black folks as an example. I'm one of the whistleblowers of the Democratic Party and what they do to the black community. There are others joining in. We are finally getting to the point where soon everybody will be dancing. I'm okay. I've missed a lot of opportunities by not selling out, but I won't sell out. Quite the difference. Our team is setting up to make a difference in this world. TeaPartyCommunity.org to bring everybody together. Festy Flicks coming so you can watch good quality entertainment. We are challenging Hollywood. I want us to be in the media business and changing the direction of America.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.